Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, your Friday regulars return. We have Mike Ward with the non-sporting telly. Martin Keown on good form, just getting a bit choked up as he talked about his beloved West Ham again and the coverage of that. And we imagined a world in which Alan Brazil and Ray Parler had to go to the Cheltenham Science Festival to do the show. Must do the show from there. Ray. Well, they did, and you'll find out what happened. Here they are. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, Paul. And very interesting, Emma Raducanu is offering tennis tips on a one-to-one basis for $2,000.
Yeah.
You pay $2,000, she'll come and give you a sort of tennis lesson, that sort of idea.
I think it's a virtual thing. She doesn't come around your house.
Oh, it's virtual, is it?
No, oh, yeah.
What great value. Does she advise you on how to fire your coach?
Yeah, I think it's a website where you can tap into the expertise of the stars. I could offer one
for how to read out loud.
I think Emma Raducanu goes out for more than $2,000 to come round and give you a tennis lesson.
Why not?
I think she'd probably charge more. Did you see Mike Dean has turned caddy?
Yes, I did.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Former Premier League referee, fresh from his starring role in Ted Lasso. Mike is over in
Wales.
He's it's the DP World Tour Scandinavian Mix event in Stockholm. It's a Welsh player.
Oh right,
Lydia Hall. He's caddying for Lydia Hall. What about?
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Have you ever seen a referee in Civvy Street? It's quite a weird experience.
Yeah.
I remember when I was working at Sky years ago, they must have had a thing. There was Dermot Gallagher, there was Jeff Winter, there was a whole bunch of them. It was David Ellery, and they're all sitting at...
Oh, Hawaiian shirts?
No, they were just in casual clothes. And it's really. Like I almost didn't recognise them with their clothes on.
Well, that's a good point.
It's a weird thing. Have you seen refs on Civvy Street, and did it throw you? We'd love to know this afternoon. Talksport.com, text 81089 or tweet to TSH&J.
Because I was thinking of Mike Dean with that story that there's going to be 4 extra cameras for VAR at every Premier League ground, and I was thinking he can't even handle the cameras they've got. It can be quite a problem for him.
That's right, 4 new cameras. We're not going to get the new system they used in the World Cup, are we? We're not going to get
because that one works, so we don't want that.
No, there's probably a reason why. They're easing it in, I guess.
Expensive, I think.
Yeah.
But, anyway.
Well, I think they can afford it.
What weren't they showing before, though, that they're going to show
cameras
now? Yeah.
I think it's the extra offside ones. Remember that Arsenal, the one that Arsenal got sawn off for, where they said something was offside?
Oh, yeah,
and
it came back.
Was it Wolves in the Cup? Is it Liverpool?
No, I can't remember, but yeah.
Yeah,
I know
there's been a few.
About,
They need different angles, more readily available angles. But, be honest, they should have seen that without extra cameras. But, Peter Shilton, you see Peter Shilton? He's having a big sell-off of all his football caps and shirts. They could go for thousands.
Well, he's got enough of them.
I don't know. It just did strike me. I thought maybe we'd get him on. And I'd say, Peter, just talk us through the shirts that you're looking... And he'd say, well, I can't. It's all in the catalogue. You're just going to have to read that. Sorry, in case you haven't been listening for 20 years, goes back to a chat we had with Peter Shilton.
It was a great chat.
When his autobiography came out, and he had quite got the hang of promoting his book. I did say, Peter, so talk us... What did Ralph say to you that day? Well, I'd rather not say, because then people went by the book. He gave us nothing.
Nothing.
Felt like a
Every
police interview.
It's in the book. Yeah. He should have just said no comment. That would have been better.
just said, You're going to no comment the whole thing because his brief was sitting next to him. It did feel a bit like a, line of duty. Yeah.
An expert told the Cheltenham Science Festival this week that stats prove that Messi is better than Ronaldo if you take away all the penalties, which is quite interesting. But I was more interested in the fact that there's a science festival at Cheltenham.
Yeah.
I love the Cheltenham Science Festival. The Guinness Specific Gravity Village. And they were chatting. If it gets the test tube, it'll win the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, it would be. It would be good, you know. If you get a lot of Irish scientists coming in for the early part of the week, then it's a sort of lot of sketchy scientists coming in,
staying at John Joe O'Neill's lab.
Yeah, yeah. In very tight suits, looking to have a fight on Thursday night in town. It becomes a very different sort of earthier scientist comes in on the Friday for Gold Cup Day, whatever they call the equivalent of. It doesn't work, does it?
Not really.
I do like the idea of management here saying to Alan, fancy going to Cheltenham? Oh, I love Cheltenham. Mira doing all that. And he's there at the Cheltenham Science Festival.
With Ray.
And he's sitting with Ray in this.
They're in white coats.
Well, I can't help thinking how we should have done a lot more research for this. I'm feeling a touch out of my depth, Al. Don't worry. Just blag it. Just blag it, Ray. We'll be okay. Joining us now, Professor, Doctor, Doctor, Professor. Splitting the atom. Just talk us through. It'd be great with 3 hours.
It would be good.
Comfortable, Al. Not really not comfortable. Don't wait. We're getting away with it, Ray. They love us. The Cheltenham.
Got any more suggestions for the Cheltenham Science
yeah,
Festival?
Yeah, if you got any. Alan and Ray at the Science, the Cheltenham Science Festival, suddenly realising there isn't a Guinness Village, or there is, but Andy's equivalent of it. Yeah. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ if you want to get involved this afternoon.
Did you see that story with Robbie Keane and his wife won a battling court over rent that they were owed, and there's a lot of detail that I'm not that interested in, but I love the woman afterwards. She sounded like I do after Chelsea lose. The woman who lost the case said, somebody said he was in football. I hate football.
Hate football, Stan. I hate it. Yeah. Well, Stan's coming up later. We'll be looking at the Champions League final, getting his take on that. He's got a quite interesting take on what's going on in Saudi as well, and I have some sympathy with his thoughts on that, how that's going to develop, that Saudi league, and where we'll be in 5 years' time as they start to hoover up talent. Will it be like the old NASL, like you know, when Pele and Beckenbauer went to the States?
They're going to start with the older talent because those players, it's their final payday. I mean, but the money they're paying is ridiculous.
Well, they've bought the top four teams in the league, effectively buying the league up, aren't they?
Well, you know, the amount of money they want to pay N'Golo Kante, and you know, he's playing
on one leg at the moment, isn't he?
He is definitely, you know, so we'll see if that goes through.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Fiorentina player Dodo, though, I thought he's looking for a move, but it's dead in the water.
Fantastic, is that? You were sitting there with your book where you're writing sort of stuff down.
I like to do that. But
anything else?
Well,
I've got the Cheltenham Science Festival.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Alan and Ray, we pictured the idea that Alan Brazil and Ray Parler had the chance to go to Cheltenham. They love Cheltenham and they always enjoy it. So when management said to them, would you like to do Cheltenham? They said, oh yeah, definitely. But it was the Cheltenham Science Festival that Andy was telling us about. They have a lot of festivals in Cheltenham, don't they?
The Jazz Festival.
Yeah, they do, don't they? They have the Book Festival, Literary Festival. And we did paint a bit of a picture of what the Cheltenham Festival, Cheltenham Science Festival, Alan and Ray would be like. We had these drinks served in test tubes with smoke coming out of them. Lovely, weren't they, Ray? Says, my hands are getting hairier. I woke up, I was in a bad mood. My hands were a lot hairier. Ow. That was Jim in Brentford. Alan at the Cheltenham Science Festival. Archimedes. I do struggle with those Greek names.
That's very
says
good.
Peter the Blue Nose in East Kilbride.
More of that coming up later, yes, I think you'll find.
Yes, we will be getting some more of those. So we can't get Adrian. We're having all sorts of problems.
Well, you know, I thought he was on the phone there. Yeah, I can see two mobile lines. Has Adrian got two? Is he one of those? But he's so important, he's got two phones.
They're doing shots. That's what it is.
They just cut
to Istanbul. Piercy's got them on shots.
There's a lovely quote from Danny Dyer in the paper today, talking, obviously delighted about it.
Might hear from Danny Dyer later on. He's gone to war with Simon Jordan.
Has he? Yeah. Delighted Danny posted a snap of his daughter's fella triumphantly holding the trophy, because, of course, Jared Bowen, as you all know, is the father of twins with the actor's daughter, Danny.
Yeah.
And he captioned it, of course, expletive perfect. Can I just say perfect? He's going to sort of live up to his image and be swearing in it.
Although, remember when he came in once? We never find the clip. I said, have you ever fancied a bit of... Who was telling... Well, was it Eddie Marsan? Someone like that was talking about something he had seen years and years ago, a very young Danny Dyer, not doing the kind of work. It was absolutely fantastic. It was in a bit of Pinter. Said he was in a Harold Pinter plan. He was absolutely sensitive. I've never doubted for a minute he's a good actor. If you're doing a soap for years and whatever other work you do, you know, it takes some chops.
We asked him to do a posh voice, though, didn't we?
No, we said to him, do you ever fancy a bit of Merchant Ivory? Would you like to, you know, sort of... And he said, and he went right into it, didn't he?
It was very good.
Yeah, it was. I just thought we'd... Very good. Anyway, we digress. Moira has been in touch. The Cheltenham Science Festival. Alan reporting on the early morning gallops as some scientists jog in the local park. Alan only makes the first early morning of the week. He's on my back, you know. I watched this controlled explosion in one of the labs yesterday. And it's on my back. Since then, my back's been really bad. So, yeah, so he turned up at 9:35 for the rest of the week. Of course not, Moore. He wouldn't do that. He's pro.
Rupert and Izzy tipping some sort of breakthrough that doesn't happen.
Sorry?
Some sort of scientific breakthrough that doesn't happen. Yeah. Rupert.
That would be, you know, we'll keep those coming. TalkSport in lieu of anything else. TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet TSHNJ. And referees on Civvy Street. We'd like to know about that. And who's the referee? Mine's gone blank. The referee had got the record shop in Leeds.
John Moss.
John Moss, that's right. Mm. So I suppose there must be a time you go into John Moss's... It's called the Vinyl Whistle, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to John Moss's shop and like he's there in a Ramones T-shirt. It would throw you, wouldn't it? Something you've only ever seen.
Ref's kit in the shop.
It'd be like the Games Makers guys, wouldn't it?
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, the listener's having a lot of fun with Alan and Ray at the Cheltenham Science Festival. Jim Shelley says that Alan at the Cheltenham Science Festival discussing the big bang, bang, bang. Of course he would be, wouldn't he? Reverend Phil Richardson says, let's take a look at the next five experiments. Beautiful.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, Sean says, Ray's talking about the Manhattan Project and how the atom bomb and its impact on world history compares to the intervention of the Cobra bomb. Before Alan interrupts with, I do like a Manhattan. I do love a Manhattan. So you could see it happening, Sean. You're absolutely right. Daz says, Alan saying to Ray, how is Einstein's health these days, Ray? Well, he died, Al. He died. That's why we're here celebrating his life. Oh, I did hear two different versions, two different stories. Yeah, you get the idea with that. Keep them coming. TalkSport.com, text 81089. Tweet TSHNJ. G, the Liverpool fan, says they're Alan Ray at the Cheltenham Science Festival discussing the finer points of the Large Hadron Collider. Ray, look at them particles colliding with Hadron, Cristiano Ronaldo. This is all very likely to happen. TalkSport.com/HNJ. Text to 81089. Tweet to TSHNJ. Referees on Civvy Street always throws you. Don't recognise them with their clothes on. You only see them in their refereeing gear. We're looking for those. This is because Mike Dean, former Premier League ref, is caddying at the moment. Probably wearing a white boiler suit somewhere in Stockholm. You never thought you'd see that. Caddying for the Welsh pro Lydia Hall.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It is time now to look at a week of sport on TV through the eyes of broadcaster, author, squad number 9 or squad number 10, according to Ali Ross in the Sun today. It is... You can play as a 10 or a 9. You can do either, can't you, Martin?
Oh, absolutely. Not a problem.
No, traditional.
Very much a false 9.
Actually. A false 9. That's right. And because that's right, you recommended the last week with the guys, the documentary about Lionel Messi, Destiny, which I've recorded. I'm looking forward to watching. So it's very good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's excellent. Yeah. Really well worth watching. Well worth watching.
We had John Lloyd on the other day, by the way, from the world of tennis. I know you like your tennis.
I love tennis.
And you've been checking out...
This sounded good, this stuff. I mean, I don't like tennis, but I quite like documentaries about tennis.
And the archive. I mean, I had a quick skim through all these, and the archive is sensational.
Yeah, some great stuff. It's called Gods of Tennis. It's on BBC Two, and it's a series. And if you remember about a month or so back, I was looking at a program called Gods of Snooker.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same production. It's Louis Theroux's production company, basically. So it's really good, really good archive. I mean, it starts off with an interview between Barry Davis, the great man, and Billie Jean King. Mm. So episode one, I think it's six parts, maybe four parts. But episode one is about Billie Jean King and Arthur Ashe. Mm. And it really brings home to you how different the world was in the early 1970s. Yeah. And we all know the movie Battle of the Sexes, which was about the Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean King match with Emma Stone and Steve Carell in the movie. And they show you a bit of that, but they show you the sort of the combatants going into the courts. And the commentator, I'm going to quote from Carol Midgley's review in The Times. She said, so much sexism. There were loads, you know, so sexist, it's unbelievable. But she said, it's hard to pick a favourite point of sexism in it. A strong contender was the male TV commentator in the 1970s, remarking that Billie Jean King would be more attractive if she grew her hair long and removed her specs. He sounded like a Harry Enfield spoof, says Carol Midgley. Mm. No, not a Harry Enfield spoof. That was the great Howard Cosell, who, you know, you'll know all about Howard Cosell. Obviously, he was in that Woody Allen film.
Bananas. He was in Bananas. That's right. He ran a running commentary.
He's like the David Coleman of American sport.
Yeah. Very much so. Very much so. But he does say that. He says, oh, she'd be quite an attractive young lady. She just has to let her hair down a bit, take those specs off, etc., etc. And then you had Bobby Wilson, who was a British top British player, which doesn't mean very much.
Crinkly hair he had.
Oh, did he?
Crinkly hair, yeah. But there was a guy apart.
Friends of crinkly hair.
You don't see it that much now.
The last one was Richard Walker, wasn't it? The old Aston Villa player.
You know, like
Richard
a sort
Walker.
Of barber, you know, photo in a barber's.
Yes. Hair from the 50s. Yeah.
Very much. Well, hair from the 50s. And of course, he was from the 50s. And he said, you know, the problem with Billie Jean King is she charges round the court like a man, which was a serious point he was making in an interview at the time. So it's great stuff, as you say, fantastic archive. And it really does point out how different the 1970s were. I mean, for instance, Billie Jean King, they were talking about her work ethic, which she got from a mother who was an Avon lady. Right. Now, I don't know whether they still exist. Right. I think Avon ladies.
Well, you had to put the hours in. There was no short. There was no shortcut for knocking on doors and putting catalogues through. I mean, that's true. I mean, I can think the world of Avon was every bit as attritional as other jobs, Martin.
Very much as it was absolutely as attritional as being West Ham in a Europa Conference League final, which was. I'm not going to go on about West Ham because
you might tear up, mightn't you?
Well, it was so emotional. But I heard Andy with Charlie the other day.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, Andy, you'll be choking on his Chianti.
Apparently, he used the phrase, it's so Mickey Mouse, they should be playing the final in Disneyland.
Exactly, exactly.
It was a great night for West Ham.
It was a fantastic night for West Ham.
Bad night for Andy, but a great night for West Ham.
No, I look, I don't, it was a bit bad time. Yeah. I don't care. You know, they, you know, it doesn't affect it me a, either way, does
no,
it? Really?
No. No, it was a bit of a dog of a match up till half time. Certainly, it was. It wasn't great.
I thought West Ham deserved to win. I did.
I think they deserved to win at the end. Yeah, I think they definitely did. I thought Soufal was fantastic, and Pakatar had a great second half, an atrocious first half. But yeah, I think we deserve to win at the end of the day. But as I put on Twitter, I was obviously celebrating. I had a lot of friends with me, and I was celebrating wildly. Yeah. My wife, not the slightest bit interested, she opened the door and said, "So, what is it they've won then?" And I sort
of
said,
"That was your red eye."
I said, "Janet, shut up, for God's sake. Don't spoil it." Yeah.
You did well enough to go into a detailed thing of, so what tier is this? So is this the second competition? No, it's the third competition. Why do you think I'm crying?
I didn't go into all that. Yeah. But yeah, it's a really good show, Gods of Tennis, on BBC right. Two. Like the scene, very awkward scene. 1968, of course, she won the women's final. Rod Laver, there's a name going back. Rod Laver won the men's tournament. And to see Billie Jean King dancing with Rod Laver, because they always have to dance together, don't they, post-Wimbledon ball. Looked very awkward, very, very awkward indeed. But it's all there.
It's a bit of an anachronism. So, I mean, does that still go on now?
Oh, yeah,
is it
expected? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
first
dance.
It.
I mean, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
It is a bit well. To sum up the, as they say on the programme, Wimbledon is a brutal gladiatorial combat disguised as a vicar's tea party.
The only thing is, it's a bit like
sums it up, doesn't it?
Like football in Scotland, it's always the same two people that get in the final. You know, it's
Alcaraz.
I had a look at
that's
him
based
this week.
On absolutely no evidence, just your prejudice.
No.
Well, Djokovic has taken the first set, hasn't he, against Alcaraz? But could.
I can't escape from Alcaraz, unfortunately. That's Wimbledon.
There's quite a story in the women's. One of the players, Martin will tell us, was told she'd never play tennis again, and here she is in the final of a slam.
Absolutely.
But also, I mean, I saw this shot this week of this girl. I mean, honestly, you don't like to talk about snowflakes, but I mean, this Chinese girl was thrown out of the tournament. She played like a backhand lob, literally just a gentle lob, and it hit the ball girl. You'd think, honestly, she'd been shot.
You thought she was part of the Fiorentina defence, did you?
Goodness sake.
Well, yeah, there is that.
It's a tennis ball, you know, it wasn't a cricket ball.
Okay, well, it might have hurt. It might have caught her on a weak spot.
No.
And I won't try and pronounce the name of... once I start trying to pronounce the name of women tennis players, I end up exactly like Alan Brazil.
Yeah, Marling.
From what I hear, you have enough clips of the week.
Very quickly, we're nearly out of time, but back into the sunshine, BT Sport Films. BT makes some good sports documentaries. What's this one about?
And this is a good one. It's James Richardson. It's always nice to see him on the telly. And it's basically how we dominated Europe between 76 and 85, 7 years out of eight. It was an English team winning the European Cup. And then, of course, after Heysel, we came back and were not very successful, if you like. And it became... and obviously, in the absence of Europe, we had to have things like the Simard Cup. Yeah. And as James Richardson says, I have no idea what Simard is or what the Simard Cut.
Were they lorries? I think remember they were... Were they lorries? Yeah. They had the four members cup as well. I remember I went to a couple of those games. That was,
So it's got a little panel there, all good people that you like to...
They're Italian sportswear manufacturer.
Are they? Sure?
Yeah, I've just looked it up.
I thought it had to do with lorries.
Simod is an Italian sportswear manufacturer based in Piave di Sacco.
Oh, well, it worked out well, the advertising for them, didn't it?
Sorry about everybody
at Simod. Well, now we know. Driving a Simod for the last 5 years, then? I knew I'd been ripped off.
Well, the panel there were Clive Tilsley, Jonathan Wilson, Julie Welch, Gab Marcotti. So they were all people you want to hear from about that era in European football, about us trying to sort of get back in, because... football in England got very insular, didn't it? We had Charles Reap and the training method. It was all the long ball game really developed when we were out of Europe.
Yeah, don't worry, it's going back to that. you'll see.
Yeah, well, it might be, yeah. Yes, but I mean, as they point out in the programme, before we got thrown out of Europe, under Bob Paisley, they were it was a precursor of the sort of tippy tap Barcelona style. You know, Liverpool did go for defenders who played the ball out of defence and passed rather than doing the long ball game. But once we were kicked out of Europe, we reverted to that. That's basically the premise of the programme. But it's one of those documentaries where he pretends to be accidentally meeting people. So he's walking through Istanbul, and wow, there's Paul Parker.
he goes,
what are the chances?
What are the chances of bumping into Paul Parker in the middle of Istanbul? So it's a lot of that, but it's fun. Yeah, it's fun. And it's you'll find it on BT Sport Films.
Brilliant.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Just before we return to Alan Brazil and Ray Parler at the Cheltenham Science Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Our producer, John, was checking out the world of non-league football, and Slough Town made a shock announcement today. They've signed Johnny Giles.
Well, is he coming out of retirement?
He's 82, you know, Johnny Giles. I mean, a great player. I mean, it wasn't all about pace for him. It was touch and finesse, wasn't it? So I'm sure he could still do a job at that level. Of course not. This is the 29-year-old left-sided midfielder who's come from Bishop Stortford, Johnny Giles. I mean, he's got options there. He could call himself John Giles, couldn't he, and take you off the scent. But why would you do that? So well done to Johnny Giles. Good luck. Good luck at... Slough, Dirty Slough, as they'll be known from now on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. The other thing was, the Cheltenham. Andy told us about the Cheltenham Science Festival, and imagine what life would be like. Well, we just imagine that management here said, we'd like to go to Cheltenham, Alan and Ray. Oh, definitely. That'll be great. They'll be, love it. So they get there and realise it's actually not the Cheltenham Racing Festival, which is very much their comfort zone and their heartland, but the Cheltenham Scientific Festival, where they're struggling a little bit. We had some suggestions coming in. I can see Alan going on about the sun burning through the fog over Cleve Hill, says Michael. Listen, Ray, do you know that fog is only tiny droplets of water suspended in the air, mainly in industrial areas?
I like this one from Richard. The Gooner, he says, do you have science in France, Davy?
That would be the one, certainly, yes. What other ones? We had some very good ones coming in, didn't we? Where's the other one I had today?
The one about talking about the new submarine that can go to the deepest depth.
That was one. Your old mate Stuart Weir said, Alan at the Cheltenham Science Festival telling everyone how, you know, I played against Van de Graaff. You talk about Van de Graaff.
He generated a lot of chances.
He certainly did. The 81 UEFA Cup final, Ipswich. Van de Graaff, what a foot like a traction engine. What a great left foot. He would have been doing all that. So here we are, just some of the ways that you can imagine Alan and Ray at the festival. What else have we got there? I can definitely see the disappointment in their faces when Alan and Ray rock up to the Genius tent thinking it's the Guinness tent, says Mike in Arbroath. And at one point during the day, they would have said, Matt from Blackpool would have said, no, please come on. Let's have your science-based footballers. Charles Darwin Nunes.
Yeah, we've got
no time really to explore that. That would have been there.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yeah, plenty of fine sport on the telly this weekend, but you may find yourself at a loose end at one point and fancy taking in some non-sporting stuff, which is where Mike Ward from The Star pops up. Good afternoon, Mike.
Afternoon, guys.
Good to have you back.
It's been you for weeks, Mike.
It's been a while, hasn't
it? You've been on tour.
Like Judith Chalmers.
That's right. He goes to Dubai with all the Brighton players and spends a couple of weeks a little blingy holiday post-season.
Yeah.
Changing Ends, which is Alan Carr's new ITVX show. It's interesting. Alan Carr, in his very early days, a mate of ours was promoting him in his first ever gigs, and he said, would you mind getting him on? It's got a bit of a football flavour, his first ever sort of stand-up show. So he said, yeah, it's great. And he came in, and it was essentially kind of based on this. It was not being the biggest of football fans when his dad, Graham, who worked in football for years in football management and played, was obviously a big football man. And this is kind of the core of this story.
It's really good. I've seen four of these, and I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's got a really sort of nice light touch to it. It is, as you say, it's the story based on the story of Alan growing up in this football mad household, grand manager of Northampton Town for 5 years in the late 80s. So it's got the 80s comedy, which obviously loads of comic potential in the decade alone, and the nostalgia bit, etc. Plus you've got the sort of chalk and cheese element with Alan, you know, not being the most obvious person to grow up in that sort of alpha male football loving household. But it's played with a nice light touch. Each episode's, you know, just under half an hour. Alan appears on screen in his sort of real life incarnation as the sort of on screen narrator. And then you've got this young lad, Oliver Savelle, who plays Alan.
He's good, isn't he?
As a kid. And he's great, yeah. And again, it's sort of... You could have played this on so many different levels, but I just think the tone of it is appropriate. It's got a nice light touch, and it's fun, and it's very enjoyable, yeah.
So that's on. You can watch that whenever you like, basically, on
TV. And Sean Dooley, by the way. Sean Dooley is perfectly cast.
He's brilliant.
You know, the guy who does the narration for SAS Who Dares Wins is perfect for that. So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll give a mention of I Got News For You. Harry Hill's doing it tonight.
Marvellous.
Mm. And it's the first time he's ever done it. I spent Wednesday sort of working with him on some sort of script stuff. So it'd be interesting to see how it all pans out. Oh, yeah. Someone's got to read the questions.
It's a strangely edited chart. I caught it a couple recently. It's really odd how they'll do a bit, then they'll go off something else, and then they'll stick in another bit that's related to that bit. So I find the edit of it quite strange. But anyway, that's me.
Well, don't take that with me. It's nothing to do with me.
No, no.
But anyway, 9 o'clock if you fancy.
Well, I do now. I've been out of watching it for a while. I'll be honest. I sort of lost enthusiasm. But my enthusiasm and my appetite has been re-whetted.
Good stuff. Now, there's quite a lot of special programming around Soccer Aid on ITV, including a special celebrity catchphrase for Soccer Aid.
I mean, ITV, obviously, they're big on Soccer Aid, and they make a big thing, and there's a lot of programmes. It's a bit like, you know, they used to have the FA Cup final, they used to have FA Cup Mastermind, and FA Cup it's a knockout or whatever. So over the course of the weekend, sort of, you know, to whet your appetite for that, you've got the celebrity catchphrase, as you say, with Stephen Mulhern. Scarlett Douglas, Patrick Keelty, and Clyde Tildesley are the competitors in that one. And then, of course, as you say, on Sunday night itself, the match from Old Trafford with Dermot and Alex presenting.
I'm a big fan of Stephen Mulhern. I like him for a penny. I think it's just the way he does that show is really clever. And, you know, there's a lot, you know, they're all like sort of street-based that could be game shows. I think it's a very clever show, that.
Yeah, it is. If you do watch Soccer Aid, on the other hand, you'll have to delay watching the latest episode of Spy in the Ocean, which includes a spy octopus, a spy. But I say spy.
They're not spies, are they? If you've just blown their cover, you'll have a dead octopus on your hands.
It's absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. These are obviously not real octopi. No. Or cuttlefish or dolphins that are appearing in this, but these are the ones that have the hidden camera stuck in them, and it's amazing how gullible, you know, wildlife are. They see something and they think it's one of them, and they get you know friendly or intimate or whatever. You think, oh, it's obviously not. It's like people who fall for Anton Deck with those prosthetics on. It's obviously Anton Deck.
BBC4 is showing old bits of classic telly, and on Saturday evening there was a show. Back in the day, called Pop Quiz, the early 90s. Oh, yeah. And the one they're showing, Mike Reed was the host, May 1982. Mm-hmm. And the teams, Phil Collins, Robert Plant,
I know,
Bill Bruford, and Susie Quattro.
I know.
It was mad.
Colin Moulding, who was from XTC, and Jeff Dean.
Jeff Dean, who was with Yes, wasn't he?
I think
he ended up in Yes at some point. He was, going mad.
I think he was in Modern Romance. Anyway,
I've met Jeff Dean. What am I talking about? Jeff Dean is a big Spurs fan. You're right, he was in Modern Romance. He wrote a lot of those songs. I do apologise.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's easy to get Yes and Modern Romance mixed up. It is. Those long 20-minute salsas that they used to do.
He's done. And yes, as you say, before that, an old episode of Blankety Blank when Les Dawson was the host.
Wow.
From 1986, which is, I think, the first year of all the cast are from EastEnders. So I think that was the first year of EastEnders, as far as I remember.
Looking at your notes here, Mike, I mean, you know a way to entice everybody in to watch a show. Antiques Roadshow, 8 o'clock, BBC One Sunday. Fiona Bruce is at the Eden Project in Cornwall, where items include fragments of hair from the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge.
Who apparently was really, really cross when somebody came and snipped some hair from behind
him. Imagine sort of pulling his hair like that. It would have been quite terrible.
He might have written a poem about it, You'll notice, by the way, from this...
test it. They would have found a fair old bit in his hair, I would imagine. Blimey.
You'll notice from this,
he could miss half the season based on that. Samuel, they've drug tested. Yeah, we found traces of all sorts in there. He won't be playing for 6 months. Yes. FIFA ban.
Yeah, so that's on. Followed by the latest Gods of Tennis, which is this documentary series, focusing on Bjorn Borg and John McEnroe, that big, obviously, fierce rivalry.
We don't normally stray into next week, but we might hear.
Yes, do, because
night,
what, I'm scraping the barrel with the ones I've picked for the weekend.
Sharon Horgan and Michael Sheen are worth watching.
This isn't a comedy, is it?
No, this is best interest. I watched the trailer for this, and me and Mrs. Ward saw the trailer of this, and we both looked at each other and said, oh, that looks so harrowing, I couldn't bring myself to watch it. And I thought, I'm a TV critic. I'm meant to watch stuff. I can't just watch Death in Paradise every week, you know. So basically, this is brilliant. It's really harrowing. It's basically Sharon Horgan and Michael Sheen, as you say, play the parents of a girl with a life-threatening condition, which, as she gets older, it intensifies, and it gets to the point, and this isn't giving anything away because this is in the trailer, where the hospital decides they should no longer give her any more treatment, that it's not in her interest to give her anything other than palliative care. So there's the big argument initially between the parents, who are shocked, and the hospital, but then the parents go their separate ways in terms of how they feel it should progress. And it's brilliantly written. It's brilliantly sort of measured. It's not hysterically sort of, you know, it doesn't sort of milk it as you know, as some dramas might do. It's paced beautifully. So there's observations of the effect on their everyday ordinary lives. And then when it cranks up to the intense levels, it's all the more powerful for the fact that it's not doing that throughout. Right. And it's four parts.
Good.
Monday and Tuesday this week, coming week, and then the following week as well.
9 o'clock, BBC One on Monday. Thank you, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you as well to Final Word from Justin the Villain. Would have loved to have heard Alan and Ray at the Cheltenham Science Festival. Of Alan saying, a big fan of Pythagoras. I do struggle with those scientific theories. Thank you for all of those this afternoon.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are. That's where it all unfolded this afternoon. We will return on Monday.
Yes.
To reflect on the Champions League final.
Yeah.
There'll be lots going on, I'm sure.
Soccer Aid as well.
Yes, Soccer Aid. And building up to an Ashes week, aren't we? So it should be busy. Do hope you can join us. If not, the podcast, as always, will be available around 4. Have a fine weekend. We will catch up with you on Monday. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.